Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Happy Friday, Black Twitter. Another week down, another weekend with not enough time off. Who are you tweeting for today? Today, I'm tweeting for anybody who's ever had braces. If you've had braces in school or you have braces right now, you are my people. You and me, us never part, my key, da, da. My people. And I don't even have regular braces. I had to go and get Invisalign. So that means at any given point, I can go from sounding like Melissa Harris Perry to Joanne Prada. Fortunately, nothing lasts forever, and I'm gonna come out the other side of this with perfect teeth. Amen? Amen. So, what are y'all getting into this weekend? I still haven't watched Queen Sugar or Atlanta. And so many people have talked to me about it and asked me about it. And I just feel so behind. I feel like I have the worst case of FOMO because I just haven't had time to watch it. So that's pretty much what I'm going to be doing all weekend, is catching up on the shows that I did not have time to watch. Actually, from now until the season for fall TV ends, that's probably what I'm going to be doing every weekend, catching up on all the shows that I've missed. And that list doesn't seem to be getting shorter. Y'all, where did all this good TV come from? Remember when TV was struggling and all we had was unscripted shows? Now, there's so much good TV, I gotta pick 3 or 4 shows to keep up with, or I'm gonna lose control of my life. I can't be out here losing my job, my Wi-Fi, and my good name just because I let myself get sucked into hours of good TV. Don't nobody got time for that. So 3 shows, 4 of them if it's a good half hour show, and I'm pretty much set for the season. Also, have you seen the trailers for Issa Rae's new show? I'm kind of proud. Like, this is really about to happen. Insecure is about to premiere on HBO in a couple of weeks. And can I just say, without taking anything from Issa or from the people who worked with her and all the hard work they put into this show, Black Twitter, we did that. Issa went from awkward Black girl episodes on YouTube to a scripted series with HBO, all on the strength of her Black Twitter audience. Low key? Wait. High key? That's historic. What other demographic of strangers on the internet do you know that helped one showrunner command a whole night of television and got another writer her own show on cable? Bruh, you can't outdo Black Twitter. You could try, but you can't do it. I don't even know if I'm gonna like the show, but I gotta watch it just off GP. I mean, we made it this far. You gotta see it through, as the tastemakers that we are. I really hope it's good though, because if it's not, Issa, girl, you got 3 episodes and then I'm out. I done told y'all there's too much good TV. Executive decisions will be made, shows will get cut. I don't wanna do it, but I ain't got the time. It's real out here. So y'all, it's tea time and I'm ready to spill. There's drama afoot. Not capital D drama. Nobody's about to hop in an Uber and bus caps, but drama nonetheless, so let's hear both sides. On one side, we have Raw Spice Bar. Gonna be honest, I don't know her. Raw Spice Bar seems to be this Netflix for spices. I don't know, I guess for people who don't want to go shopping and want stuff delivered that you could have just got from the store but you might never use. I don't know, whatever, y'all tell me. But I don't know, I can't think of a reason I would need a Netflix for spices, so the whole thing is like, girl, I guess. Either way, Raw Spice Bar has this marketing campaign where they send bloggers these promotional things called spice kits, and I guess their MO is when the bloggers cook with their spice kits and post pictures, Raw Spice Bar then takes those pictures and shares them on their social media. Apparently, Raw Spice Bar sent at Miss Angela Davis, aka the Kitchenista, some spice kits. The Kitchenista made some deviled eggs with the spice kits, tweeted pictures of the deviled eggs onto her timeline. Raw Spice Bar shared her pictures on their timeline and tagged her in the pictures. Following? Okay. Because if you think it ends there, au contraire, mon frere. Because it turns out, Kitchenista was not at all happy about Raw Spice Bar using her pictures on their timeline. And at this point, she's accused them of IP theft and stealing her content. So she took to Twitter to do battle with Raw Spice Bar, and some of her 33,000 followers joined in, and they all got blocked. Blizzocked. Blocks on blocks on blocks. And this has gone on for 2 days. Two days. Kitchenista has since emailed them, since they blocked her, and sent them an invoice for her pictures, and this is all currently developing and ongoing as we tweet. My thing is this, what did Kitchenista and her followers think was gonna be the response? Because Raw Spice Bar is a corporation, it seems. They've probably hired someone to handle their social media, and that person is not about to fight with them on Twitter. Fighting on Twitter was not part of their job description. Fighting on Twitter is not what they were hired to do. Of course, they're gonna block every single one of them. Also, aside, do folks realize DMCA takedowns are a thing across social media platforms? That's not just something available to the music industry and sports leagues. That's available to any user. Read their terms of service. That's actually really good to know in case someone ever posts a picture of you that you didn't authorize. You don't ever have to talk to that person. You can march yourself into Twitter's inbox and say, Twitter, I need this picture taken down, and they'll take the picture down. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all of them, they will take the picture down. They might ask you for a few things to prove you are who you say you are and prove that you actually own the picture or that it's actually a picture of you. But other than that, that picture can come down really quickly without you ever speaking to the other person. I would know because I've done it. Shout out to TwitPic. So if the issue for Kitchenista in the beginning was to get the image taken down, there was definitely a much better way to go about doing that. My other thing is, these are two brands that have each other's contact information. Raw Spice Bar isn't some yacht that Kitchenista had to drag on Twitter for texting her man some nudes. It's a business, which can be held accountable for not paying money that's owed. And yet Kitchenista tried to hop on the timeline to get paid? Why not start by just emailing them the invoice without the Twitter drama? Because Raw Spice Bar has taken the image down since they were descended upon by Kitchenista's followers, so the opportunity to get paid for the pic has probably passed. Like, had Kitchenista gone the legal route, the first step would have probably been a cease and desist letter, which Raw Spice Bar has already technically kind of complied with, even though there was no cease and desist letter. The pic is down. The end. Meanwhile, Kitchenista hasn't shown any signs of slowing down because she just encouraged her followers to email someone named Rebecca who works for Spice Bar and basically harass her until Kitchenista gets paid. And if any of her followers are watching, y'all might want to be real careful about how you proceed, because while Kitchenista didn't want to go through any traditional business or legal channels to get what she thought she was owed, Raw Spice Bar might not have any qualms about taking legal recourse on anyone who harasses one of their employees or disrupts their business. Like, so far, this fight is looking really one-sided and the end game is not very clear. Overall, the entire thing just looks really unprofessional. and personal. Like, some of Kitchenista's followers have made this about misogyny noir and stealing content from Black creators. And actually, if you look at the Raw Spice Bar's timeline, you'll see they've tweeted pictures from other food bloggers and tagged those food bloggers just like they did with Kitchenista. So the argument that they singled her out to exploit her is kinda weak. And if Raw Spice Bar is to be believed, none of those bloggers got paid for using their spice kits either. But now it's a mess because Kitchenista wanted to hop on the timeline and have her followers do her bidding for her business. And mind you, none of her followers are gonna see any of the money that comes should Kitchenista get a check for any of this. Talk about free labor. Is she gonna give them free recipes or something? Anywho, what's beef? Get at me in the comments on goodmorningblacktwitter.com or holla at me on Twitter at GMBTShow. Save the Twitter fingers. And whether you're watching or listening, subscribe and rate it. I'd appreciate it. I hope you'll join me next week. Have a great weekend and a good morning, Black Twitter.